Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're finishing Baruch Hashem this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, teaching us the proper way to take the Dalet Minim. And we left off yesterday in the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Nun Vav, finishing up the discussion about if a person took each individual lulav, hadasim, arava, and esrog separately, then he has to make a separate bracha on each one. And we already read the first part of this Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Vav, and we're now on Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, the third line into the Mishnah Berurah from the top of the Daf. And the Mishnah Berurah now tells us, Im Berech Al HaLulav, if you made the bracha on the lulav, the Achar HaBracha Rosh Lo Yabo Hadas O Arava, and then subsequently you realize that the Hadas and the Arava weren't there. Sometimes people forget to take them out of the refrigerator or wherever the flower pot that they have them in, and the person picked up his lulav and started making the bracha on his lulav, and he realized he doesn't have that dasman the aravas there. Oshe psulim, or he realizes that they were pasul. O mehufachim, or they're upside down. Simhoyelo hadas or arava, so if he has another set of hadasim or aravos in his house, ba'of and shein tzarech lahavsit bein tayim kidei likachosam, and there's no real hafsik in going and getting them, so then yikach arbosam biyach, so go get the hadasim and the aravos, take all four of the species together, vivarech al osumin shoyenechsar, and you already made the bracha al natilas lulav, so now when you're taking the others, so you make the bracha Hainu al arava. If you were just missing the arava, so now you make the bracha when you take all four of them. Yivarech al netilas arava, because you already made al netilas lulav, which goes on the other three species. If you're missing the hadas, you make now the bracha al hadas al netilas eitz avos. V'imhoya zeh b'yom rishon. If this is the first day, tzorich levarech od pam sheni. You have to make another shechianu b'shul hanechzer because you weren't yet yotzei, and therefore now you make another shechianu. However, aval lulav yotze, you already did fulfill the mitzvah of taking the lulav, because as we pointed out, kiven shoyo eslo b'veso arbasim, since you had all four in your house, so you are yotze taking the lulav, because we said you could take them one right after the other. You lav davka have to take all four together. That's certainly the preferred and proper way to do this. However, avalim lo hayo lo b'veso arav acheris o hadas acher. If you were missing the hadas and the arav and you didn't have it in the house, b'shoa sheberich, when you made the bracha on the lulav, and now you subsequently get it, b'yachach harvilo, then you weren't yotzei the lulav. Tzorach levarach al arbosam yachad pam sheni al netilas lulav. Now you have to take all four of them together when you get them, but now you have to make the bracha al netilas lulav because you weren't yotzei with the lulav beforehand. Kivin shlo yu mitsuyin os etzlo babayi, since they weren't present with you in the house, lo yotzo gam al lulav. Even the taking of the lulav wasn't yotzei. Kemosha Pasuk Mechaber, as we already said in yesterday's shares, the Mechaber was paskening, they have to all be present at the same time, even if you're not taking them all at the same time. And your first bracha wasn't yotzei, and therefore you now have to make a new bracha. And if it was the first day, certainly you certainly would have to make another shechianu. Now we go to the mechaber sif yud gimel. You have to turn back to get the first word on kuf chav hey on the base. So the mechaber starts and says, im chaser lo echod me'aminim. If a person doesn't have all four minim, he only has three of the minim. So yikach min acher bimkomo. You don't have an esrog, so don't take a lemon in its place. You're not allowed to do that. You don't have a dasim. Don't take a hadas shota in its place. The Mishnah explains the sifkot nun zayin the osi limite, because it's going to lead to a mistake next year. Likach gam kein bishar shonim. Well, this year my lemon was good, so why isn't my lemon good next year? Mashen kein kishuchosim in echad. But if you were missing one of the species, that we said you should take three of the species without a bracha. That won't lead to trouble. It won't lead to people making mistakes. Oh, it's enough that I take three species next year, because everybody knows everybody knows it's the Dalet Minim. It's the Arba Minim. Nobody's going to say that you can be Yotzei with three. So even if you took three because that's all you had, nobody's going to mistake next year that you're allowed to take three lechatchila. But if you took a lemon in its place, then people say, well, last year I took a lemon, so this year I can also take a lemon. Sif Yudala, the Mechaber writes, Lo Yosef min acher al arbas haminim. You're not allowed to go and add a fifth species to the four species. Mishum Bal Tosef. In this situation, it would be over Bal Tosef. The Mishmur explains in Sif Katan Nun Ches, Ein the Beis Yosef the Daito, look in the Beis Yosef for his reasoning, the afiluim eino mechavin behedja l'shei mitzvah sluv. Even if you have no intention of saying, I'm doing this because there's five minim in the mitzvah of taking the dalet minim, so even though you're taking five, but you didn't specifically state you're doing it for biyotzei the mitzvah, nevertheless, if you take a fifth species, gam kein osur. The Beis Yosef says that's not allowed. That's the Mechaber brings that down over here in the Shulchan Aruch. And then he tells us, ein in the ber halacha. he has a further discussion about this as to what the reasoning is in the Bir Halacha. So let's look in Dibur HaMaskil Mishum Bal Tosef. The Chofetz Chaim writes, Hinei Yesh Deos Ben Rishonim. There are different opinions as to what the Isser over here is amongst the Rishonim. Is the Amre, there are those that hold the Afal Gav the Amrinim Gemara, even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the Lefi Ma the Kaimalon Lulav ain't Sarcheged. We paskin that the Lulav doesn't require to be bound together with the Hadas and the Aravos. Afilu Imagodol Lemin Chamishi, and therefore, even if you bind it with a fifth species, you wrap it with some sort of a rubber band, Biachad, and that keeps them together. Ima Arba Minim. It's not considered bound. They're still considered separate if you take a fifth species. That's true. What that Gemara is telling us is it doesn't ruin the fact that you took the four species. However, Al Koponim over Bezeh Al Halav, the Bal Tosef. He says you're over Bal Tosef by having this fifth species. You were Yotze with the fourth species, but you're also over Bal Tosef with the fifth species. However, there are many different opinions here too. From the Tur and Mashma, the Eino over, unless you intended it to have five species in the Lulav, you wouldn't be over according to the Tur. However, the El Yerabba brings down from the Rosh, Mochiach Me'a Rosh, the Sri related to Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef over here holds not like the Reino Yerucham, and he says as follows, the Kivin Shubizmano, since it's on Sukkis, Apilu Bistama, even without specifically intending it to be the fifth of the Dalit species, Gamkin over, you would be over Bal Tosef. Imlo do miskabi l'shem noy biyamo. Unless you're specifically saying, I'm only adding on this beautiful additional silk wrapping over here for beautification purposes, not because I believe that it's the fifth species. Others disagree. This damre the kevin the kolecha the chudekai. Since each one is separate, mimela ain't over gamkin al Bal Tosef. You're not over Bal Tosef. However, abu mikomokum l'chachila also mid the rabbanon l'kuliyama. But you shouldn't do this mid the rabbanon. The nearer kimosef, he brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tosos, the Rav Hamagid, and the Ran. And this as well is recognized by the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agro. At the end of this Bir Aloch, the Chofetz Chaim also adds, if somebody colors his lulav, so they add to the lulav b'tzeva yarok, he colors it green in order that it should appear fresher, k'day she'ir near alach, ein b'mishum Bal Tosef. That's not a problem about Tosef. And that's according to the Shus Yaakov. However, he brings down from the Sefer El Yeraba that he disagrees. Now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simon, sif tesvav. The Mechaber writes, Lo yito yosem yilulav echod, v'yesrog echod. You're not allowed to take more than one lulav and one esrog. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the sif kot nun tes, based upon the psukim, the sif, ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon, you take on the first day. Again, we pointed out many times, the first day is a mitzvah outside the Beis HaMikdash, the rest is midrabban, the first day is deraisa, the rest are or midrabban and zeich lochurban, and it says in the pasuk, ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon, pre-eitz hadar, v'gomer. Mashma echod v'lo shtayim. You take one and not two. The issue footnote number 96 reminds us that we talked previously about a Siamese twin type of an esrog that some folks can say is fine to take because it can't be separated, albeit others suggest that you shouldn't take it certainly l'chatchila. Now back to the Mishnah Berurah. So that's why you take one esrog, echod v'lo shtayim, l'kachtem lochem bayom rishon pri eitz hadar, a single fruit, and he says the same thing, b'vadin l'lulav, t'chsiv kapos tumarim. Now kapos is spelled without the vav. So it's like kapas, choser vav, the hainu echot, the teacher said it's one. As opposed to, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, both by the Adasim and the Aravos, it doesn't mention that you need to take one. In fact, it uses a plural, and therefore we take more. But we'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, v'yeshomim d'over b'zeh gamal b'tosef. If you were to take more, you'd be over b'tosef. So therefore, you can only take one lulav, or else you're over b'tosef. You can only take one esrog, or over b'tosef. But he says, "Avol bi'arava lo nosam b'tor kitzva." The arava didn't give us a limit. Behind the kaim law and the brinish the arava. So where does the minhag come that we have two aravos? It's because mishum d'chsev arve nocha, which is plural, and haynu d'b'hochi sagi, because we always say miut rabbi mishtayim, and therefore it means at least two. So therefore it means two, and therefore two is fine. The miut arve shtayim, because the miut of plural arve is two. Avol tvei gam kin shapidami. But here it doesn't say that you can take more than two. So you have a custom to take three, kizun to hate. Albeit, we'll bring down in a moment that the medaktikim only take two aravos. For the bahadis, he says the same thing applies to bahadis because the pasuk is the dichsev anaf eitz avos, which again is plural. So gamkin yochel hosif kamashir, so you can therefore take as much as you want. The issue footnote number 98 brings down, as the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us, the medaktikim are not mosif on two aravos or three hadasim. And this is brought down in the Levush as well. And he says, He adds, Sheyesh gam sod v'misparim. There's secrets over here, Kabbalistic ideas, api Kabbalah. Why we should take Badafka, one lulav, one esrog, two arovos, three hadasim. And this is neged sheva sviros, habinyon, whatever that exactly means, and therefore don't add on more. And this is also the opinion of the Kapha Chaim, the name of Lavush, and the Red Vaz. And also this opinion of Rav Vazner Zatzal, Shahaminoku Shalol Hosif Al Shtei Arovos. We don't take more than two Arovos. Back to the Mechaber. So he said, Lo Yitol Yosem Yilulavech V'yesug Echad Avol Bi'arovah V'hadus Mosif Bo Komashi Yirtza. You can add on as many as you want. However, he then brings down from the Bahag, V'yesh Misha Posel La'niyah Hadus Shota B'lulav. You, B'davka, should not put a Hadus Shota inside the Lulav, bound with the other Hadasim. Nosef Ala Shosha Badim Avos, with the regular three Hadasim. Albeit, he brings out V'yesh Matirim. And this is Rav Neturunai and Rav Paltoi, that you can see in the Ber HaGola Oschav, that permit you to go at the Hadza Shota. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samach, the reason why the opinion of the Bahag is that he can't do this, Taimam Hu, the Min Acher V'yosu, because Hadza Shota is not a Hadas. Kanal, Siv Yudalit, as we already learned previously. Now, Vayesh Matirim Sfirulei, Rav Natrunoi Gon V'Rav Paltoi, they both hold Svirulahu de lav min acheru, that the hadashota is technically not a different species. The ha godle ba'aruga achas uba'anuf achas, because it grows in one row and on one branch. Elisha Torah psalto, but the Torah says you can't use it. Ayin le'el and simen tov reshman above, where this was discussed, eze nikra hadashota, the definition of a hadashota, different leaves than the regular hadas. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, when you do add something over here and you're binding them together, you're not doing it to add on to the mitzvah. That would be a question of Baal Tosef, as we've already said. You're just doing it for pure beautification purposes. Even though the first opinion we brought down says, even for Noi, you shouldn't go and bind it. Many disagree with that, and therefore, if you wish to, you can do it. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this beautiful siman, and he says, "V'amedaktikin einam mosifim al shtei arovos u'shlosha adasim avos." As we've already pointed out, the Mechaber says that if somebody's medaktikin doing mitzvos, they don't take more than two arovos or three hadasim. In the Bir Halacha, Tibra Maskel v'amedaktikin, towards the end of this Bir Halacha, he says, "U'poshut," three lines on the bottom. If you have any doubts as to the kashrus of any of the stems of the hadasim or the arova that you're taking, or you see that the leaves are very small, and it's high likely that they're going to fall off, so opens that partial to yuchal a hosif kamashir, so then you can certainly add on as many as you want. Vein ledaktik, and even the people that are medaktik, not to take more than two arovos or three hadasim, in this specific situation where there's a concern that they may not be kosher, that they're going to fall off, you're allowed to go and take more. And in the issue footnote 100, he brings down from the Orchos Rabbeinu that when the stipler Gon Zatzal was concerned about the kashrus of his arova, he was concerned, Sheha Alim Shel Ha'arova, Alulim Lipo, that they may come to fall off. Oh God, Gimu Badi Aravos Imalulu. So then he took three Aravos, if he was concerned that some of them were not kosher. Finally, in the issue footnote number 97, he brings down, Biav Sharabas Aminim Shabalulu Ma'akfun Zez, Mikomokum Kide Lavor Al Isu Baltosif, Ain Sarach Shito, let's call Abbas Aminim Kafulim. He says, even though all four of the species are Ma'akev, that you can't be Yotze without all four of them, nevertheless, he says, you would be over Baal Tosif if you took any of the four species double up, not that you have to double up all of them. And this brought down the Bir Halacha in Simen Lamed Dalet as well. Kishenotel od lulav echot o esrog echot. When you take an extra lulav or an extra esrog, two lulavim or two esrogim, kivin shemi haminim haksherim, lotse spazeh yedei hamitzvah, since each of them is perfectly fine to do the mitzvah, hurry over Baal Tosif. Why are you taking two? And therefore, that would be Baal Tosif. He brings that as well from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Kishenotel min acher, she'eno kosher l'mitzvah. If you take something that's not kosher for the mitzvah, eino nechshav lihosofa b'mitzvah shebetorah. You are not adding on to the mitzvah in the Torah. Elo l'mosif mitzvah chadosha ala taryak. What you're doing is saying there is a 614th mitzvah in the Torah. She'en b'zeh isa bal tosif. That's not an isa bal tosif. Avol Mosif Old Lulav Kosher, but if you're adding on a separate additional Lulav to your one Lulav, that was perfectly kosher lulav. This vaday is osof of mitzvah shabdor. That's adding on to the mitzvah of dalad minim in the Torah. Not making a 614th mitzvah, but this is adding on to the mitzvah of dalad minim. Shomer shamitzvah beis lulavim, that you're taking the mitzvah as having two lulavim, and that would be over bal tosif. Finally, he adds on from the hemek bracha. If you were to take one species at a time, like we've already pointed out today, that you'd be yotze. So each lulav by itself is able to perform the mitzvah. Each esrog by itself is able to perform the mitzvah. And therefore, if you take another lulav, another esrog, that's adding on. And therefore, over al tosef. And this way, you're over about tosef. With this, we conclude Sif Tesvav and beautiful Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph and today's Shir.